Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. It's Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to welcome everyone and just give God the glory, the honor, the praise. Folks, you know that in these days, in these dark days that we are living in, we have to try not to fall asleep. We have to try to be vigilant. We have to try to be not drunken with the cares of this world and the distractions of this world. And I think that in this day and age, in these last days that we're living in, I'm feeling that humanity has become literally drunk. Humanity has become drunk with the cares of this world and the craziness and the bombardment of the news that we receive every day. And folks, literally, the news media just gave us the news over and over and over and over again, and they just turn it around in a different tone or just add or change the words up a little bit. But we are being brainwashed every single day into believing lies, and we need to turn to the Lord. We need to turn to Him now before it's too late. We are living in some serious times. We are living in a time in history where the prophets of old literally wished that they see this day. And some of them did. Some of them did saw it. John, for one, saw what would happen. John the Revelator saw one. Daniel, for one, saw the what was going to happen in the last days. And literally, John wept and Daniel wept when they saw what was going to take place in the last days. And we are living in the last days. Now, welcome, aloha. We are living in the last days, and these are some perilous times. These are times unlike any other time in history. I am going to try to complete this 30 minutes. I mean, my voice is kind of breaking up already. But to God be the glory. Father, I just want to pray a short prayer before I lead into this message. Father, I just want to thank you for all who would listen to this message. I want to thank you for all, for the church, for the bride, that you, oh God, have kept us thus far. Protect us from the enemy and keep us safe. Lord, give me strength to continue on this journey. Give us all strength. But strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen my voice as I continue to do your work, as I continue to do your will. So today we are talking about war against humanity, disease, manipulation of God's creation, lawlessness. We know that Satan is desperate to ascend back into heaven. We know what he said in Isaiah chapter 14, and I will get back. To that chapter, to that verse in Isaiah chapter 14. The Lord has revealed some things to me about our DNA. Satan has gotten very close, very, very close. Very close, but very far away from the truth. God is not, our Heavenly Father is not going to allow the enemy to tap into anything that has to do with him, that has to do with getting back into heaven, or any secrets that God has, or anything that Lucifer would actually use to get back into heaven, or to even overcome us in any way, or destroy us totally, like Job, when he set out to destroy Job, God gave him the authority to do certain things to Job, but he didn't receive the authority to destroy, to kill Job, to take Job's life from him. So Lucifer, Satan, has only the powers that were given to him from our Father. He doesn't have the power to take our lives. It is whatever the Lord allows him. So the Lord showed me that our DNA is linked to the God particle. And the God particle is what the enemy is looking for. It's what Lucifer and his wicked children are looking for. The God particle is, if you ever heard of the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, and you ever heard of the gene therapy that they have created to manipulate and to actually create new life and to actually find, they're not telling you the truth, but to actually find a God particle. It's called CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. You can look it up. And, you know, I heard just the other day on the news that a Chinese scientist created the first gene baby using CRISPR. So this is how wicked mankind has gotten. This is how Lucifer is using man to bring his agenda to pass. We have nothing to worry about, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So Satan has his last ditch effort of manipulating is to manipulate, you know, man's DNA through the genes, I can't even talk, through genes editing and through CRISPR. And Satan and his wicked children has been for all ages trying to break the genetic code, but are unable to do so. They have manipulated, decoded, mutated, modified, and we don't even know what else. Our DNA, trying to break not only man's genetic code, but of most life forms, if not all life forms on Earth. They have genetically modified our plants, our animals, also, but still cannot find what they're looking for, because the information they are looking for is not found just in our DNA, but our DNA is linked to that missing piece of information that the enemy is looking for. And that piece of information is that life, is that activating life force, that energy force that gives life to all things. That's what Lucifer is looking for, the God particle. The God particle is life, folks. It is that force of energy, or that life, that only found in Yeshua, that only found in God himself. And Lucifer is looking for that. And since we are God's creation on earth, and Yeshua, since Yeshua comes, put on flesh for you and I, and since he You know, the Word of God tells us that Christ living in us, and Yeshua said that if we do His will, if we love Him and keep His commandments, He will come and He will make His abode in us. So Jesus Christ in us, Yeshua in us, it is Yeshua in us that's causing hell and the demonic realm to go crazy. It is Christ in us, that's Holy Spirit, Christ through the Holy Spirit in us, that's causing disruption in the spiritual realm. And the enemy cannot stand that. The enemy cannot hear that. So this is why the enemy goes all out to destroy us. This is how the enemy goes all out to deceive us, to cause us to sin, to cause us to disobey the laws, the rules, the instructions of the Most High God. This is why the enemy causes us to doubt God and to add to His word and to take away. The enemy caused us to question God's word, just like in the day of the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, you know, Lucifer, even though Eve knew the truth, she knew the commandment of God, she knew what the Lord God told her and Adam, thou shalt not touch the tree of the knowledge of knowledge of good and evil, nor touch it, nor eat of it. And she even repeated that to Lucifer. But Lucifer, you know, the Bible said, you know, he was very deceptive. Ezekiel chapter 28 describe him that he was very skilled in knowledge and beauty. And so he was a beguiling individual. And the Bible called him the serpent. And Revelation called him that old dragon, the serpent and Satan and the devil. So he is called by all these names. And he can actually transform himself to look into whatever being he want to. So I believe, this is my two cents, I believe he transformed himself to look like a serpent in the Garden of Eden to deceive Eve into eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is Lucifer himself. So that's another lesson on its own. So, in the, you know, Lucifer is trying. He knows that God is in us, speaking to us, changing us, drawing us to Himself. The Holy Spirit is inside of us, Yeshua. So this is why, and in us is the life force. You know, it's the life force of God. God breathing to man the bread of life. And man became a living soul. And the Bible tells us that, you know, that when a man dies, his body goes back to the earth and his soul sleeps and his spirit goes back to God who gave it. So we have that spirit. We have that life force from God. We have that, and we have Yeshua in us. And the Lord showed me that when Lazarus died and Yeshua called forth to Lazarus, Lazarus come forth. Everything in Lazarus came to life. Everything in Lazarus obeyed the voice of God. Every tissue, every strand of DNA. The Lord showed me that every strand of DNA in Lazarus obeyed the voice of God and just send a message to every nerve, every artery, every neuron, every cell, every blood vessel, everything in Lazarus, you know, obeyed God's voice, and the DNA just came alive and just send a message to every other parts of Lazarus' body and brought him back to life. So I believe Lucifer finally got the picture that the DNA is somehow linked. Our DNA is somehow linked to the God particle, in which he can maybe, just like how, oh, my nose is tickling me so much. Just like how God himself created a body and came here to put on flesh to die for us, and then resurrected and ascended back into heaven. Now Lucifer mimics everything that the Father does. Lucifer does everything, but for the opposite. So our Heavenly Father, Yeshua, is holy and righteous and true and just, and Lucifer is the complete opposite. And so Lucifer believes that breaking down our DNA, man's DNA, breaking down and taking it apart and recreating from our DNA can actually give him the access or give him the information he needs, which is that God particle, which is he's literally looking for God in us in order for him to put himself to create. This is why they're creating human being from DNA, and he thinks he can put himself in a body and get redeemed back into heaven, but he have another thing coming. He's going to die like one of us. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9 tells us, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming." This is talking about Lucifer. Hell from beneath is moved. They moved. They literally stirred up at the coming of Lucifer. It stirred up the dead for the even all the chief ones of the earth, all the kings and presidents and church leaders that are not really the church of God. It has, even the chief ones of the earth, it had raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. So all the kings of, they know when Lucifer is coming. This is why they are preparing the earth. This is why the nations, this is why the kings of the earth, the presidents and the kings and the rulers of the earth, of the nations, are preparing. They're preparing the people, and they're preparing humanity and the earth for the coming of the wicked one. They know, because the Bible tells us that Lucifer, Satan, is the god of this world, and when Yeshua was tempted, and he took him up on the high mountain, up on the pinnacle, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, he said to Yeshua, "All these are mine. All these kingdoms of the world are mine. It has been given into my hand, and I give it to whomever I will, if they bow down and worship me." So you see, the kings of this world and the presidents and rulers of these nations and of these religious organizations, they have been given power. But their power doesn't come from God, the Father. It comes from Lucifer. It comes from the demonic realm. This is why Obama is actually, every single one of these presidents of the United States, actually, they are not just of the United States, of all the nations of the world. They're all playing their role. They're all playing their part. They all have a role to play. Obama played his really well. when he actually brought in homosexual marriage, when he actually brought in, instills the homosexual marriage in the United States and tried to spread it throughout the whole world and said justice have arrived for my gay brothers and sisters as a thunderbolt. And so we know that Satan hates marriage of a man and a woman. He hates the fact that it's symbolic to the church. The man and the woman, it's symbolic to the church, because the church is symbolic to the woman, and the bride is to be betrothed to Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and Yeshua is the husband of the church. And so Lucifer doesn't want that. Lucifer hates the fact that a pure union, a pure bride, and a holy husband, he hates it. It makes him tremble because it represents Christ and his bride. And in order for him to feel good, to feel not threatened, he perverted everything holy. He perverted everything literally that he can pervert. He's perverted marriage between a man and a woman by encouraging and by promoting homosexuals and lesbians and binary and LGBTQ, RST, UV, WXYZ. They have all different type of number of letters now. And then man, you know, the conscience of man have become so seared. It has become so hardened that they can't even think for themselves anymore. They have been given in to the lies and the lust and the deception of the wicked one, even from the beginning of the Garden of Eden. You know, remember when Eve said that the tree was a tree to be desired and one to make one wise. So now just answer me this. Can somebody literally look at a tree and say, I desire this tree? How can anyone desire a tree? That's crazy. So it's not a tree, folks. It's Lucifer himself. And so the people of this world, the gays and the lesbians and the kings and the of this world and murderers and all the people that commit sin, fornication, adultery, no, you name it. Everyone that commits sin, it's a desire for them. Just like Eve said, it's, you know, the tree was a tree to be desired. So Lucifer makes sin so desirable that if we are not careful, that we will be so drawn in and so tempted. We'll be so tempted to do these things that are not worthy in the sight of the living God. So we have to be very, very careful, especially in these last days. And we have to be very sober and be very mindful. We cannot, like, I think in Psalm chapter 1, you say, you know, we are not to sit in the seat of a scornful or stand in the way of sinners because we'll be influenced by them. So, verse 10 of Isaiah chapter 14 says, all they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become as weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? So, the kings of the world and the people of the world that actually serve Satan, they're going to see him for the first time in human flesh. And they're going to say, are you kidding me? Are you become as weak as we? Are you become like unto us? Have you become like us? I'm a man in the flesh, literally. I mean, you're helpless now. What are we supposed to do after we serve you for all these years, after we've given our life for you? Art thou become as weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. So the Lord is casting judgment on Lucifer. He said, thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Meaning that this is how he's going to be when he, you know, when the Lord casts him in hell, when he dies, he's going to, literally, flesh is going to be wrapped in him, just like a normal human person. And verse 12 says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? So here you see, who has weakened the nation? Lucifer. Why the nations is so weak and so torn and so tattered, and there's so many people with sicknesses and diseases and pain and suffering and mental issues and cancers and cerebral palsy and fornication and adultery and homosexual activities and murders and wars and rumors of wars. Why do you think the wall has gone crazy? Darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. Because Lucifer has weakened the nation. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? So here we see that Lucifer is responsible for weakening, for bringing nations to their knees. So tomorrow I'm going to continue this chapter. 14 of Isaiah is a very, very rich chapter. So I will continue this chapter of Isaiah, my next lesson. But folks, we are in the days of darkness, spoken of in the book of Isaiah. We are in the days of darkness. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. And we need to turn to the Lord. We need to turn to him now, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is promised to no man. And tomorrow is promised to no man, and we need to give our heart to him as soon as possible. Repent. We need to repent for our sins, our iniquities. We have to pray for our children. We have to pray for our family. We have to pray for those in authority. We have to pray for the sick. We have to pray for the weak. We have to pray for every single one of the, you know, of our leaders. And so we cannot sleep. We cannot rest, because I know that the demon is cruel. We know that the demon is cruel. We know that the powers that should not be. We know that Lucifer and his wicked children, they are not resting. The Bible says they sleep not. they stay up at night and they just think up all sort of evil that they're going to do to us. So we cannot rest, and we have to pray for strength. We have to pray that God give us the strength and the desire to pray, because these are perilous times. So love you all in Christ, and talk to you soon. Good night.